You are now listening to The Three Great Love Commandments, produced by the Be United in Christ Outreach Ministry. Introduction. This book is written for born-again believers who accept the Bible as God's Word and want to obey it. And God's Word says that the chief duty of a Christian is love. We must love the Lord our God, we must love our neighbors, and we must love other believers. These three commandments summarize the requirements of the Old and New Covenants presented in the Old and New Testaments. Chapter 1. The Three Great Love Commandments. The Bible contains many commands, but three matter most to God. We must love the Lord wholeheartedly. We must love our neighbors as ourselves, and we must love other believers as Christ loved us. These are the three great love commandments. We know so because Jesus said so. 3 days before his death, Jesus was asked, "Which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses?" He answered, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." Matthew 22:36-38. Loving God with all our being is the foremost command in Scripture. Then Jesus added, "A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself." The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments. Matthew 22:39-40. Loving people is a companion command to loving God, and both are required to fulfill the demands of the Old Testament. 2 days later, Christ told his disciples, "I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples." John 13:34-35. Mutual Christ-like love for other Christians is the distinguishing mark of a Christian. Loving God wholeheartedly, loving other people as ourselves, and loving other Christians as Christ loved us are the three great love commandments. God's loving priorities. God is love, so love is his top priority. Love for God, our unbelieving neighbors, and other believers distinguishes the saved from the unsaved, for every saved person has the Holy Spirit dwelling within them. Chapter 3. Christian Love Letters. The Gospels and the Book of Acts record the history of Jesus and the early church, while the Book of Revelation reveals the future to keep us faithful to the end. In between this history and prophecy are 21 letters, or epistles. 13 were written by the Apostle Paul to various churches and individuals. The other 8 are called general epistles because their recipients are unnamed. This section surveys mutual Christian love in the epistles and the book of Revelation, for they all have something to share on this crucial subject, and it is important that we learn their every lesson. Mutual Christian love and love-based unity are major themes in the New Testament letters. In fact, they're in all of them. Keep in mind that these letters were written from Christians to Christians, so references to one another and brothers and sisters refer to fellow believers and to other brothers and sisters in Christ. The consistent emphasis of the New Testament, New Covenant, is on the New Commandment, Christians loving one another as Christ loved them, not the second great commandment, loving our neighbors as ourselves. Neighborly love is certainly commanded, but brotherly love among Christians is clearly the consistent focus. Another thing to keep in mind is that the commands in these letters are usually plural, not singular. Conclusion. God is love. It is his nature to desire and do good for others. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have loved each other from eternity past, and they created humans in their image to receive their love and to love in response. We were made for love. Love is essential to our identity and purpose as humans. However, sin separated us from God and made us selfish.